Do you love to travel and save money? Or do you wish you could travel but money is holding you back? You're in the right place. Welcome to the Families Fly Free podcast, where I show you how to fly your family free forever using my simple fly free formula. I'm your host, Lynn Mettler. My family of four has mastered the art of flying free as simply as possible since 2015, and I want to show your family how to do it too. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Families Fly Free podcast. I'm your host, Lynn Mettler, also the creator of Families Fly Free, the premier online travel community where we teach you my simple step-by-step system to always fly your whole family for free using travel rewards. So last week, I delved into some listener questions that had been sent to me, and I really enjoyed talking through those and clarifying some things that might have been confusing, not just to this particular listener, but to more of you. And this is a good feel of the format that I offer in Families Fly Free inside the membership. I do a monthly live Q&A every single month on Zoom where members can come and ask me any question they have about travel rewards or travel cards. And I really enjoy those because I get to just talk off the top of my head about all this stuff that we do day in and day out. So this is kind of like a preview into that format, and it's addressing some of the questions that specifically podcast listeners have. So let's do it again. I've got a long list of questions you guys have sent me. So we're going to do a part two today. And the first one I want to address is regarding the current Southwest personal card offer and if that is a good deal. And right off, I'm going to tell you it's not, okay? Here is the current offer. This is recorded in February of 2024. You might be listening to this at any point in the future. The same offer may not be around, but it does come up at least yearly, if not multiple times a year. So I want you to hear my explanation so that when it does pop up, you're going to know why it's not a good deal and why you shouldn't grab it. So what the current offer is that you can apply for any of the Southwest personal cards, spend $4,000 in the first 3 months, and they're going to give you 30,000 points and a Southwest companion pass that's good from now, February 24, until February 25. So on the surface, if you don't know better, it sounds like a great deal. And everyone in the travel reward space is telling you it is a good deal. And I'm going to explain to you why it's not. I'm not going to tell you this is a good deal because I can earn a commission on this card. I'm going to tell you why it's not a good deal because I want you to be successful flying free. And the way you're going to be successful is if you can save as many points as possible, if you can have a companion pass that lasts as long as possible to simplify things and stretch your points even further. So here's why we have a better way to earn companion pass. So we're going to teach you inside Families Fly Free how to earn a companion pass, usually by signing up for two Southwest cards and meeting two minimum spends and getting two bonuses. Boom, done. You have all the points you need for companion pass in relatively short order. So the way we teach it, you would spend roughly, just depending on the offers, $6,000 total as a minimum spend between both cards. And you would net out with roughly 136,000 points. Again, depending on the offers, but that's usually the case. And that's all the points you need for companion pass. You need 135,000. And actually Southwest gives you 10,000 points when you hold any of their cards. So really you only need to earn 125 and they're going to throw in another 10 with your card. So we've even earned you 10,000 more than you need technically. So compare that when you earn it our way. Okay. Let's say you earn it right now, or you earn it in March, you're going to have a pass that's good from March of 24 until December 31st of 2025. And you're going to have earned 136,000 points. Compare that to applying for one card, getting 30,000 points and a pass through February of 2025. So you tell me which is the better deal. And keep in mind, minimum spend wise, you've got to spend $4,000 on this offer they have, or you can spend $6,000 with us. So for only $2,000 more of a minimum spend, and again, that's just spending things that you're purchasing anyway. You're not manufacturing something that you need to buy for $2,000 to meet that minimum spend. And it's across two cards. So you have a longer time to meet that minimum spend if you need it. So for just another $2,000, you end up with 100,000 more points that you can use to book everyone in your family on free flights. And you end up with a pass that's good for another 10 months. You're going to save so much more by just spending $2,000 more of your day-to-day spending to meet an additional card bonus. So hopefully that makes sense to you logically as to why it's actually not a good deal, and why we can help you get way more out of what you're doing. And this is just one example of how we take things and we really understand and tell you what's in your best interest to, again, help you stretch that pass even longer, depending on how many flights you take in those 10 months. I mean, you could save another however many dollars, $350 per person, average round trip, multiply that times how many flights you think you would take in those 10 months. And another thing to keep in mind is here is once you get a personal Southwest card and you take that bonus, you take the 30,000 points and the companion pass through February, you can't get that bonus on that card again or on any personal card again with Southwest for 2 years. So you've now burned your bonus opportunity with them. You can't get it for another 2 years, and you didn't get a companion pass that lasted as long as it could, and you didn't get your extra 100,000 points. So we're here to help you succeed and tell you what is truly the best thing to do. And again, that's a big reason why I created Families Fly Free, is so that we can do that. And we earn the income to support our business through the Families Fly Free memberships, not through card commissions primarily. We do take a card commission if we recommend a card to you and you decide to use our link and not a referral link. We always tell you to use a referral link if you have one, so friends or family can earn points, because that's another way you're going to be more successful, because you're going to have more points that you can take more trips with. So hopefully that makes sense. So let's move on to number two. The second one is also about the Southwest Companion Pass. So this question says, I know the ideal time to start the Southwest Companion Pass is it late in the year, October, November, and we are in February. So does it make sense to start now, or should we just wait and earn our companion pass to the end of this year? So you 100% want to earn your pass now if you will use it. And I think what's implied behind this question, I get this question a lot. And so I answer it on our YouTube channel as well, if you want to check that out too. But the implied assumption here is that you're only ever going to earn one companion pass. So you should make it last as long as possible. And the thing with my system is we're going to show you how to easily always have a companion pass with Southwest, as long as they have one. We don't see them, you know, stopping that anytime soon, because they've had it for years and years and years. So we're going to show you how to get on a system so that your pass is good for almost 2 years going forward. So even though you didn't start it at the end of the year this time, next time we're going to show you how to do that. And you're going to always have one going forward. So knowing that, why wouldn't you want to get one now if it will save you money? So we say, if you will be flying Southwest this year, and if you will be flying with someone that could be your companion, yes, get the companion pass now, because it's going to save you that at least $350 of not having to pay for that person, or however many points it would be to add that person on your flight. So get that pass. And actually, this is a great time of year to earn it, because you're still getting one that's good for almost 2 years. But even if it's, you know, August, if you would still have time to get that pass in hand, let's say by October, and you would use it to take a free flight in November, get it. You're still going to have a pass that's good through the end of 2025. So you've got all next year to use it too. And then if you join Families Fly Free and get on our system, you're going to have a pass for 2026 and 2027, and then 2028 and 2029, and on and on it goes. We're going to show you how to always have one going forward. So there's no reason not to get one now. It's not like you only get it once and you got to make it last as long as possible. All right. The third question I have is, travel shopping portals or airline shopping portals. So I did an episode talking about how to earn points on your holiday shopping, for example, through the airline shopping portals. So it says, I've looked at these shopping portals and they're not impressive to me in terms of the stores and what they sell. Is this a significant part of your strategy? Because I don't see myself really using it. It is absolutely not a significant part of my strategy. So these airline shopping portals are like icing on the cake, is how I always describe it. It's bonus points for you. It's extra. If you're going to be shopping at these stores anyway, then you might as well start your shopping in one of the shopping portals and earn some free points for shopping you were doing anyway. You're going to earn the points that you get on your card that you use to pay for the items in the shopping portal. And then you're going to earn the shopping portal points on top. So you get the points that the card offers and then the shopping portal points on top. So in the coupon world, we call that stacking, where you get multiple discounts basically on one purchase. So here you're getting multiple levels of points on the same purchase. Another question I've heard a lot lately from our members is, do I have to pay if I'm starting in the Southwest shopping portal, do I need to pay with a Southwest card? And no, you can pay with any card that you want to pay with. And it might make sense, for example, if you're buying a gift card to Olive Garden in the Rapid Rewards shopping portal to use a card that earns more points per dollar on dining. So then we call that super stacking. So let's say you have a card that earns 3 points per dollar on dining, and then you buy the gift card in the Rapid Rewards shopping portal, and they're offering you 4 points per dollar. Now you've earned 7 points per dollar on that purchase. And again, that's still probably not going to be significant. Let's say even you bought $100 a gift certificate, that's 700 points. That's not going to get you to Companion Pass. It's really not going to help you much in that regard. It's not going to get you a flight anywhere, but it's points you might as well take because those little bits of points do add up here and there, and they might net out to eventually one free flight for someone in your family. But you can totally opt out of doing that. I'm all about keeping it simple. And so that is not a requirement to be successful under our system. Rapid Rewards Dining is another one where you can register any card that you would use to pay for your meal at a restaurant. And then if you dine at a participating restaurant, then you'll earn very minimal points, but some points for doing that. And again, that's just a situation where you didn't have to do anything extra to earn those points. We've registered ours, and sometimes we'll eat at a restaurant in another city that we have no idea if they participate in that. In fact, we've forgotten about it, and we'll be like, oh, we had, and get an email and be like, we earned points. So, sure, why wouldn't I want free points that requires no effort for me other than entering in the cards that I might use to pay? But you can opt out of that, and you can just focus on our major strategies for saving points and maximizing the points that you earn. Okay, here's another question, and this is a fairly common one. I'm getting more and more these days too, which is we are big fans of Costco and we spend a fair amount there every year. Do we incorporate Costco in any way into our strategy? So I think that this question comes up because Costco offers travel services. Because I'm on the surface, I'm always like, well, Costco doesn't have anything to do with travel, so what's the connection there? But you can book packages and airfare and car rentals and different things through Costco and do it at some form of a discount. But keep in mind, that's still not free. So a lot of people that come to Families Fly Free, like they've been working really hard for years to find travel deals, and they're really good at it. They can find some really cheap deals out there. But it requires a fair amount of work to compare all the different sites and make sure you're getting the lowest cost and you've applied any available promotion codes and all that. But here's the thing, that's still costing you out of pocket. And we're trying to show you how to fly free. You got to pay those taxes, though there are actually some cards that will allow you to erase that because it's a travel expense. But we're trying to have you pay nothing. So even if it's a deal, it's still costing you something, and there's no better deal than paying zero.
Right. So that would be what I'd have to say at Costco. Yeah, maybe they, if you're comparing them with Expedia or Booking Direct or something like that, they might be less, but they're still not nothing, which is what we're showing you how to do. And we're showing you how to get some free hotel stays as well. So now where Costco is helpful. So if you have the Costco card, you probably know it gets a lot of points on gas. It's definitely one of the better cards out there in terms of the points you can earn on gas. So if you want to use that card for your fuel purchases, you can do that. And it will just net out in the form of cash back. But I personally would never add that card just to put gas on it because I would rather just put it on my everyday spending card that I've chosen for travel rewards and just earn travel rewards for it. Even if it's not the most points per dollar that I'm going to get, it's just simpler that way. And it's still helping me toward my travel goals. But that's an option. You can, if you shop at Costco and you have their card, sure, use it for your gas purchase if you want. No problem with that. Also, use it for your Costco purchases because you're going to get some money back on that too. And if you spend significantly, that might be a significant amount every year. So, yes, do those two things if you want. And the third thing I would say is Costco does have some good deals on car rentals. So, we have multiple videos inside of Families Fly Free where we show you how to get the best deal on car rentals. We talk about car rental insurance, how to make sure you're covered, and all that. Costco is generally a good option to look at. So, we usually don't recommend that you use points to book your car rentals. It's not the best use of your points. We'd rather see you put your points toward more free flights or more hotel stays. So most of us are usually paying out of pocket for car rentals, and so we are legit looking for a good deal there. So Costco is a good one to check, particularly if you're a member there. You have to be a member there to get that benefit, but definitely a good place to check. We have other places that can help you get the best deal as well, but they are definitely one of the ones in there. So that's where I would say Costco comes to play in our strategy, and that's really the only place. All right, the last one I wanted to talk about today is the question that Southwest devalued their points this year. So is that a problem? So they devalued their points by some minuscule amount. And they've done this over time, certainly multiple times since I've been flying for free. And it makes no difference. It just means, like, I don't know, it might be another 50 more points that you have to pay or something like that. Slightly more points for a trip than you paid last year. But with the volume of points that we teach you to earn, you're not even going to notice that. That's going to be a non-issue. Just like earning another 100 points in the shopping portal, eh. It's not a huge, it's not important because it's a small amount, but you might as well take it. 50 more points on a round trip flight is not going to make a difference because we have a system where we're teaching you to always replenish your points, even as you're spending them down. It's not a problem. This is why, as I've talked, I think in the last episode and many episodes about, how sometimes you can opt to pay a lot more points for a flight for a busy time of year or a busy route or popular destination, because you have the points to do that. And so that's the same thing here. You have the points to make up an additional, 20, 30, 40, 50 points. You're not even going to notice that. So the one thing I do want to point out, though, is they do devalue all the airlines, and the hotel chains definitely have been doing that over the last couple of years, devaluing their points over time. So what that says, and it's important to remember, that you don't want to just store your points up and never use them. I've heard of people who had 1 million points saved that hadn't used them. They just liked the saving and the earning part, but they never wanted to spend them. There's something about the appeal of collecting a certain number and hitting a goal. I don't know. But in Families Fly Free, we do not do that. So you're never going to have just a huge points balance sitting there. You're always going to be spending it. You're going to be earning more. You're going to be spending it. You're going to be earning more, always. And so if you're someone that needs to look in your points balance and see 500,000 points there at all time, you're probably not going to like our system because we have you spending those points. And you do want to spend the points because if you hold them for years and years, they are not worth what they were when you originally earned them. So use those points. We're trying to tell you to get out and travel today while you can, make those memories with your family. Do it. Don't store them up for a rainy day because rainy day may never come. So I'm going to conclude today's episode with that question again. And I've gotten some questions since last week. Fantastic. So we'll compile those up for a future episode. If you have questions like this, you can send them to us at info@familiestravelfree.com. And I will answer them for you and I will share them on a future episode. So I hope that was helpful and I hope you have a great rest of your week.
If you're ready to fly your family free forever, I invite you to join my Families Fly Free membership. You'll learn how to stop paying for airfare throughout the US, Caribbean, and Europe so you can make those priceless travel memories before your kids or even grandkids leave home for good. And you'll learn it using my simple, proven formula that's helped hundreds of families. You can get more information at familiesflyfree.com.